Hi, everybody.
Some people say I'm pushing an agenda, and I am. It's called liberation.
World Oceans Day coming up on the Rainbow Minute.
Out Loud's goal is to bring LGBTQ entertainment from across the world to a global audience while spreading its unique message in a visible and vibrant way.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Ghana busts 21 activists in training, Lil Nas X liberates his agenda, and Out Loud raises proud voices. Those stories and more this week, now that you've chosen This Way Out.
I'm John Dyer V.
And I'm Paula Thomas.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending May 29th, 2021. 21 queer activists in training are under arrest in the city of Ho, Ghana, charged with unlawful assembly. They were meeting in a hotel room to discuss how to advance LGBTQ rights. Based on a local tip, the media reportedly got there first, and police followed. The evidence that the group was there to promote LGBTQ rights included leaflets entitled Coming Out and All About Trans. Ironically, the group Rightify Ghana had organized the meeting to teach new recruits how to document and report human rights abuses against queer Ghanaians. The 16 women and 5 men in custody have been denied bail until their first appearances before a judge on June 4th. A statement on the arrests from Ghana's police command warned parents in particular to be wary of activities of persons involved in this misbehavior and report them to the police. The global queer rights group Outright Action International and the Ghanaian NGO Alliance for Equality and Diversity each called for the immediate release of the detainees. The Western African nation's crackdown on advocacy has been stepping up since a government raid in early February shuttered the new Accra offices of LGBT plus Rights Ghana and forced its leadership into hiding. Private consensual adult sex between men is illegal, unnatural carnal knowledge in Ghana. Offenders can be sentenced up to 3 years in prison. In Thailand, another local tip sent police to a Bangkok sauna where 62 men were detained for drug possession and debauchery. They were officially charged with violating the Southeast Asian country's strict COVID-19 lockdown regulations. Multiple sources reported the event as an often risky chemsex party, with the chem being certain drugs like GHB and methamphetamine, and the sex between consenting gay men.
Two queer couples challenged Namibia's refusal to recognize their marriages, performed legally in another country. In each case heard in Windhoek High Court this week, one of the spouses is a Namibian citizen. The gay male couple was married in South Africa in 2015, and the lesbian couple tied the knot in Germany in 2017. The men also want their marriage legally recognized in Namibia so that the South African-born spouse can live there with his husband and their adopted son and work without having to apply for permits. The attorney representing both couples stressed that the case was not about marriage equality in Namibia, but about the recognition of marriages legally performed elsewhere. He claimed that nothing in the constitution or Namibian law prevents it. Lawyers for the government pointed to a 20-year-old Supreme Court ruling that rejected marriage equality. They said any changes in marriage statutes should be left to the legislature of the South African nation. A statement issued by the 3-judge panel suggests that the Windhoek High Court's decision may not be announced until January 2022, although it could come sooner.
German lawmakers have voted to compensate service members who were discriminated against because of their sexual orientation. Out gay and lesbian personnel were banned by the military before July of 2000. Parliament created a compensation fund of 6 million euros, equivalent to more than 7 million U.S. dollars. The legislation also allows service members who were prosecuted because of their sexual orientation before the ban was lifted to have their criminal records expunged. Activists applauded what they called an important step toward justice, but they complain that the measure doesn't go far enough. Patrick Darr of the Lesbian and Gay Association in Germany explained that the law is limited to symbolic compensation and does not cover all discrimination that has taken place.
Lawmakers in Spain rejected a bill that would have allowed trans people to legally change their gender without medical or psychological approval. 143 members of the Congress of Deputies voted against the proposed law for real and effective equality of transgender people. There were 78 votes in favor, with a shameful 120 abstentions. The bill would have allowed non-binary and blank gender designations on government IDs. According to a March report by the Associated Press, the ruling government's deputy minister expressed concerns that extending trans rights could undermine the rights of women and other groups. Human Rights Watch called the bill's failure a missed opportunity to advance trans rights and to acknowledge the rights and dignity of people who do not identify with a rigid gender binary. The organization's press release charged that the vote has set LGBTI rights in Spain back 10 years. Nevertheless, some Spanish trans activists express optimism about the bill's eventual passage before the current legislative session ends.
Equality activists actually won a round this week for trans young people under attack by Republican-controlled U.S. state legislatures. With chanting supporters waving trans pride flags from the Texas House Gallery, the deadline to pass a bill banning trans athletes from competing in school sports came and went. The bill had passed in the state Senate, but narrowly failed to make it out of the House's Public Education Committee in early May. Far-right Republican Governor Greg Abbott would no doubt have celebrated being able to put another anti-queer notch in his belt.
50 current and former college athletes are urging the National Collegiate Athletic Association to pull championship events out of states that have passed laws banning transgender competitors. Their letter to the Board of Governors this week comes on the heels of letters from the queer advocacy groups GLAAD and Athlete Ally that also point to the NCAA's history. It pulled a number of basketball tournament events out of North Carolina in 2016 after the state enacted the first modern-day bathroom bill regulating where transgender people may seek relief. However, the NCAA recently announced that Division I softball championship games would be held in three states that have enacted prohibiting transgender athletes from school sports. The letter from more than four dozen college athletes cited the Board of Governors' own recent policy statements affirming the rights of transgender people to compete and pledging to keep tournament events out of states with anti-LGBT laws. The signers demand to know, what changed? Why did our rights matter 5 years ago, but not today? Your actions speak louder than your words. It remains to be seen how long the NCAA can stay silent.
Meanwhile, four young trans people and their families filed suit against the state of Arkansas this week, challenging its new ban on gender-affirming health care for minors. The ACLU is representing the families, as well as two doctors who could be penalized for breaking the first-of-its-kind law. Virtually every other anti-trans bill passed by Republican lawmakers and governors across the U.S. has or will be challenged in court as unconstitutional.
Swimming against the Republican legislative tide, Nashville, Tennessee's Democratic chief prosecutor announced this week he would specifically not enforce an anti-trans law gleefully signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee. It requires businesses to post warning signs outside their bathrooms if they allow transgender people to use them. Glenn Funk is District Attorney General of Tennessee's 20th Judicial District, which includes Nashville. Every person is welcome and valued in Nashville, Funk said. Enforcement of transphobic or homophobic laws is contrary to those values. My office will not promote hate.
Finally, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre made a bit of history this week.
Hi, everybody. Okay, good to see everyone. I have a couple things for you guys at the top.
Filling in for White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Jean-Pierre became only the second African-American woman and the first ever out lesbian to lead a White House press briefing. According to the Washington Blade, when asked about her groundbreaking appearance, Jean-Pierre said, "I appreciate the historic nature, I really do, but I believe being behind this podium is not about one person. It's about what we do on behalf of the American people. Clearly, the president believes representation matters, and it's another reason we're all so proud this is the most diverse administration in history. Axios has reported that Psaki plans to leave the press secretary position in a year. So as her current deputy, Karine Jean-Pierre, could eventually make even more history as Psaki's successor.
That's News Wrap, Global Queer News with Attitude, for the week ending May 29th, 2021. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappell, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more.
And you can read the transcript and listen to News Wrap each week by subscribing to our This Way Out radio channel on YouTube. For This Way Out, I'm John Dyer V. Stay healthy.
And I'm Paula Thomas. Stay safe.
Homosexual interactions are an integral part of male gray whales.
Some young male bottlenose dolphins form pair bonds for life.
Pride Beneath the Sea, later in the program.
Champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Gay black entertainer Lil Nas X had a week that ended with a nationally televised accident, but it wasn't all like that. Even his eyebrows were raised when his pants split in the middle of his very gay, very sexy Saturday Night Live debut performance of Call Me By Your Name on May 22nd. On the serious side, the previous day Lil Nas received a Native Son Award, which honors queer and same-gender-loving black men. He sent an important message through the virtual event.
Thank you, Native Son, for this amazing honor. I wrote a message for you guys. Here it is. Your commitment to amplifying and celebrating black queer men is vital to our community, and I'm humbled to be among this year's honorees. When I came out 2 years ago, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. I was afraid because I knew the world was watching, and all I ever saw for boys like me was judgment and ridicule. But it was because the world was watching that I knew I had to stand in my truth. Far too many of our youth are struggling to find acceptance. We are taught to hate ourselves for who we are, and we are punished for living openly and proudly. I made the decision to be myself and open doors for the rest of my life. Some people say I'm pushing an agenda, and I am. It's called liberation. There is no roadmap when you're the first to break a barrier. And I hope that one day it's no longer groundbreaking for queer artists to find mainstream success or win major awards. Until that day comes, there is work to do, and I will continue to do my part. Thank you to my family, my friends, my team, all of my supporters, my haters, and most importantly, my fans, for keeping me focused on what my mission is. Thank you to Native Son and Emil for this honor.
That was Lil Nas X accepting the Native Son Award.
Extra, extra, read all about it, extra!
Are you signed up for our new e-newsletter, Inside This Way Out? We send them out every few weeks, briefly reviewing recent and previewing upcoming programming, and deepening the conversation about your favorite international LGBTQ radio show.
All you have to do to receive Inside This Way Out messages is email us at info@thiswayout.org. And be assured that we don't share or sell your email address or anything about you to anyone else, and we never will.
Find out about our upcoming virtual Pride event, James Baldwin, a This Way Out teach-in. Live streaming on Instagram and YouTube, June 25th, 2021.
I want to make it absolutely clear that I'm talking to you as Jimmy Baldwin, who was born in Harlem 39 years ago, not as an organizer, and not as a Negro leader, and not as a public figure, not as any of those things, but as one of the poets that you produced.
Again, to receive the occasional Inside This Way Out and let us know you are listening, email us at info@thiswayout.org.
The concert will be streamed to a global audience via Twitch, creating one of the biggest Pride celebrations in the world, featuring an amazing lineup of artists and performances.
Get out your rainbow dancing shoes for the party that's coming later in the program.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While they're devoting full time, floating under the sea.
Just who's under the sea, and why should queers care about World Oceans Day?
World Oceans Day, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. In December of 2008, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution officially recognizing June 8th as World Oceans Day. The concept was first proposed by Canada in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Oceans power the climate and are a critical part of the biosphere. They're also an important source of food necessary for health and survival of all life. While creatures of many sizes and types inhabit the oceans, some form same-sex bonds, like bottlenose dolphins, harbor seals, West Indian manatees, and gray whales.
Homosexual interactions are an integral part of male gray whales, often during their northward summer migration. Two males, and sometimes a few more, begin by rolling around each other and onto their sides with much splashing around and flailing of fins. Gray whales also form same-sex companionships and travel and feed together, swimming side by side with side fins touching. Synchronized blowing and diving maneuvers are common, with acrobatic leaps two-thirds out of the water. These companionships occur for only a few hours or days, while others endure for years.
Some young male bottlenose dolphins form pair bonds for life and travel together to protect each other from predators. While they later begin mating heterosexually, they still keep their male pair bond for life.
The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios of WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Tom Miller.
And me, Glenn Lash in Philadelphia.
If I were a frog, here is what I would say. It's hard being green. It's hard being gay.
Hi, this is Janice Ian, and you're listening to This Way Out. You ain't gonna get this nowhere else.
Cities are beginning to peek out of their COVID cloister just in time for Pride 2021, and a live in-person streaming hybrid gala concert event will be kicking off the festivities from Los Angeles. Here's This Way Out queer music focus producer Steve Sims with the exciting lineup for the 26-performer outdoor show.
Loud Raising Voices, the award-winning artist series, is returning for a three-day concert from June 4th through the 6th. The event will partner with Pride Live's Stonewall Day, kicking off Pride 2021 with a groundbreaking global celebration. Out Loud Raising Voices is an LGBTQ event series launched in 2020. Its mission is to promote love, acceptance, inclusiveness, identity, and support while bringing people together in a colorful celebration of community. The concert will be live, with 3,500 attendees gathering at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It will also be streamed to a global audience via Twitch, creating one of the biggest Pride celebrations in the world, featuring an amazing lineup of artists and performances. The three-day concert event is hosted by Ryan Mitchell, Shar Jossel, and Hannah Rad. Each show day has been dedicated to support various charities partnered with Out Loud and Stonewall Day. Donations will be collected via Twitch. Friday's charity partner is Stonewall National Monument, and the lineup includes Sophie Tucker.
That's the way it goes. It's just a tool, it's deja vu to what we know. That's the way we like it. Don't complicate.
Adea. sorrow. LP Jabai.
Yeah, I know we'll meet again.
Tiger Paw. Jake Wesley Rogers.
I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you.
Ryan Quesada. And Madeline the Person.
As a child, all that I've wanted is to talk to someone who is.
Since its debut, Out Loud has won several industry-topping awards, including a Shorty Award for Best Use of Facebook, a Marcom Award, and a Synopsis Digital Award for Best LGBTQ Series. Out Loud's goal is to bring LGBTQ entertainment from across the world to a global audience while spreading its unique message in a visible and vibrant way. Pride Live is an organization dedicated to accelerating awareness for the LGBTQ community via social advocacy and community engagement to advance the fight for full equality. Stonewall Day is a global campaign to elevate awareness and support for the Stonewall legacy and the continuing fight for full LGBTQ equality. Guests and viewers can make a direct contribution to organizations during the live stream. Saturday's charity partners are Atlanta Pride, Boston Pride, Orlando Pride, and Phoenix Pride. And the lineup includes Haley Kiyoko, Mickey Blanco, Crush Club, Brooke Eden,
so young, here we go. American dreaming, free falling, free wheeling. You judges say I hate us, can't stop this feeling. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Madam Gandhi. Malia Civitz.
So if you need me, I'll be up here. I don't care about anyone that's trying to get me downstairs. You're gonna find me on the champagne.
Bronze Avery. Madonna. And Kalina Zanders. Adam Lambert, on behalf of his Feel Something Foundation, is hosting and curating the closing program as part of Stonewall Day's lineup.
It was really important for me for this event to just try to build up other up-and-coming queer artists that I listen to that I think are incredible. I thought, let's put together a proper concert with queer people for Pride, and this is going to be so exciting because we get to perform in front of a real audience.
Sunday's charity partners are Translash and TransTech Social, and the lineup includes Adam Lambert.
My heart is a ghost town.
Kim Petras.
One look at you, I'm powerless. I feel my body saying yes. Where's my self-control? And when you touch me, I'm a fool. This game, I know I'm gonna lose.
Vincent.
When you take me higher, yes, I'm your every desire. Take me home, but take me higher. The way you make me feel, I swear you take me higher. Yes, I'm your every desire. When you take me higher.
Parson James.
Well, I'm gonna get it back. There's just this waiting game, and I don't know how to play.
Kaveen Herbie.
I don't really know. I don't really know how I gotta flow. I don't wanna tell you I'm a pro. Do a little run and I get it done. Every time I spit it like a gun. Mom said I must have been born with it. I wasn't always so sure of it.
Sam Sparrow.
Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
Shelley Wright.
On the beach of Normandy. That's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
Zavia Ward.
Gotta leave my candlelight burning. If it goes out, I would lose it. Gotta let my candlelight burn.
And Youngblood. Out Loud Raising Voices is produced by JJLA. For more information on this event, you can go to weareoutloud.com. For This Way Out, I'm Steve Sims.
For more information about Out Loud Raising Voices, go to weareoutloud.com. Thanks for discovering This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. Some program material this week came from John Dyer V and Paula Thomas, produced by Brian DeShazer, from Tom Miller and Glenn Lash, produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns, from Melanie Keller and Michael Taylor Gray, and from Steve Sims. Some of the music you heard was performed by Lil Nas X, Samuel Wright, Teresa Brewer, and the 26 performers of Out Loud Raising Voices. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Yavanna Foundation, a bequest from Christopher David Trentum, and donors James Kelly and Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. Listener donors make this program possible. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on 3ECB Corridon, Victoria, CFUV Victoria, British Columbia, KOPN Columbia, Missouri, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned, y'all.